I've been surprised this week by the amount of coverage Chris Hipkins managed to get himself around tax. Now, he didn't, if you think about it, say anything specific, and certainly nothing new. The left generally argue the tax system is not fair. Trouble is, he had a chance to do something about it, but living up to the ongoing reputation of his and Ardern's government, he failed to deliver. Part of the story about the story is I suspect a couple of things were at play this week. One, it's been a very, very quiet week locally, news-wise, and two, the media in general are still sympathetic to the Labour cause. The Labour Party have also moved on to Disability Minister Penny Simmons. You might have noticed this week, who made a hash of the detail around funding and has since apologised, but has also been humiliated by her own party, who now require decisions in the area to be passed by Cabinet. That's led to the Hipkins call for her to be sacked, which of course isn't going to happen. Simmons is the new target after the original target, Casey Costello, basically stared Labour down over tobacco by one, turning out not to be the shambles in terms of information requests they tried to make her out to be, but two, announcing that crackdown on vapes last week that basically put Labour to shame, given it's exactly the sort of thing they should have done, but once again, failed to deliver on. Which brings us back to the tax. Whether because of a quiet week or because of sympathy, surely someone other than me needed to ask themselves why you would give the level of coverage you did to a thought bubble, given the thought bubbler was the abject failure who failed to introduce and make the law the very thing he's now bubbling about. I mean, talk about a hypocrite. You long to be in government, to make the changes, to espouse and only to fail to do so. Then in the first major speech you give, re-espouse the core topic that you did nothing about by moaning about it some more. And what's worse, the media cover it, as though it's worth the discussion despite the fact it got discussed, has been discussed for several elections in a row, and still nothing's been done. It's like there's an industry in hot air.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.